我们是基督徒，就要按圣经的原则办事。
If we're Christian, we need to do things according to Bible principles.
所以这个弟兄的话，他在美国打拼了几十年，所以现在他的生意呢是扩展到世界各地。
So that he has started the company for several decades. Now his business expands to the whole world.
而且他在利用他在生意上所得的收益，他也到中国去开办一些孤儿院等等。
So he uses the profit to start some of the orphanage in China.
做了很多慈善的事业。
And did a lot of charity works.
这是一个美好的见证。
This is a beautiful testimony.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果我们有上帝的帮助的话
，So if we have the help from the Lord,
就没有不能成就的事情。
Nothing is impossible.
我想教会的事工是这样。
And church ministry is like that.
我们个人信仰的生活也是如此。
Our life of faith, our life is the same.
很多的时候我们并不是不知道神的心意。
Not very often, it's not we don't know God's heart.
而是知道了我们没有勇气去行。
Because we know, but we do not have the courage to do it.
那么久而久之我们就离神会渐行渐远。
So over time, we start distant from the Lord.
就很难体会到神的同在。
It's very difficult to experience God's presence.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们如果在信仰生活中常常的体会到神的同在，
If we can taste God's presence,
那是一种完全不一样的信仰的生活。
It's a totally different experience of our life of faith.
那么今天呢，我们就开始一个新的正道系列。
Today we're going to start a new series.
那这个系列就是讲亚伯拉罕的故事。
And talk about the story of Abraham.
那么这和我们这个今年上半年所讲的这个讲正道系列是相吻合的。
Kind of echo to the Galatians series at the beginning of the year.
因为我们讲到加拉太书的主题呢，就是讲到因信称义的这个教义。
But because the theme of Galatians talk about justification by faith.
那么我们怎么样操练我们在主内的信心呢？
And how do we exercise our faith in the Lord?
那没有一个更好的经历是从亚伯拉罕身上可以学得。
Nothing is better than the experience of Abraham.
因为亚伯拉罕是一个信心的伟人。
Because he is the great man of faith.
正是我们效仿的一个楷模。
He is a person that we need to follow.
可以让我们知道信心呢是怎么样练成的。
And so we can learn how the faith is made.
所以我们今天来看的经文就在创世纪的第十一章。
And so we're going to read the Genesis chapter 11.
那么从11章的27节一直到第二章的第12章的9节。
So verse 27 to chapter 2, verse 9.
这是圣经里第一次提到亚伯拉罕。
And this is the first time we talk about Abraham.
如果你有圣经的话，请打开创世纪第11章27节。
So if you have a Bible, please turn your Bible to Genesis chapter 11.
那么我来读中文。那么比安卡来读英文。
And Pastor Chen will read Chinese, I will read in English.
创世纪第十一章二十七节。
And 11 verse 27.
这是他拉的纪律。他拉生亚伯兰、拿赫、哈兰、哈兰生罗德。
This is genealogy of Terah. Terah begot Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Haran begot Lot.
哈兰死在他的出生地加勒底人的乌尔，在他父亲他拉之先。
And Haran died before his father Terah in his native land in Ur of the Chaldean.
亚伯兰、拿赫各娶了妻。亚伯兰的妻子名叫萨莱，拿赫的妻子名叫密加，是哈兰的女儿。哈兰是密加和义加的父亲。
Abram and Nahor took wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarah, and the name of Nahor's wife, Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah, and the father of Iscon.
撒来却不生育，没有孩子。
But Sarah was barren; she had no child.
那么他拉带着他儿子亚伯兰和他孙子哈兰的儿子罗德，并他儿媳。亚伯兰的妻子萨莱出了加勒底人的乌尔，要往迦南去。他们走到哈兰，就定居在那里。
And Terah took his son Abram and his grandson Lot, the son of Haran, and the daughter-in-law Sarah and his son Abram's wife, and then went out with them from Ur of the Chaldean to go to the land of Canaan, and they came to Haran and dwelt there.
他拉共活了205岁，就死在哈兰。
So the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran.
第十二章的第一节，耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家。”望我所要指示你的地去。
Chapter 12, verse 1. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you.
我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。
I will make you a great nation, I will bless you, and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing.
为你祝福的我必赐福于他，那诅咒你的，我必诅咒他。地上的万族都要因你得福。
I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curse you, and in you all the family of the earth shall be blessed.
亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了，罗德也和他同去。亚伯兰出哈兰的时候，年75岁。
So Abram departed as the Lord had spoke to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran.
亚伯兰将他妻子撒来和侄子罗德，连他们在哈兰所积蓄的财物、所得的人口，都带往迦南地去。他们就到了迦南地。
And Abram took Sarah, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people whom they had acquired in Haran. And they departed to go to the land of Canaan. So they came to the land of Canaan.
亚伯兰经过那地，到了示剑地方，摩利橡树那里。那时迦南人住在那地。
And Abram passed through the land to the place of Shechem, as far as the terebinth tree of Moreh, and the Canaanites were there in the land.
耶和华向亚伯兰显现说：“我要把这地赐给你的后裔。”亚伯兰就在那里为向他显现的耶和华筑了一座坛。
Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said.To your descendants, I will give this land, and there will be built. Then he also built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him.
从那里他又迁到伯特利东边的山，支搭帐篷。西边是伯特利，东边是爱。他在那里又为耶和华筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名。
And he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel, and he pitched his tent and the Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord.
后来亚伯兰又渐渐迁往南地去。
So Abraham journeyed going to go on still toward the south.
所以这一段经文首先把亚伯兰介绍给我们。
And first, this passage introduced who is Abram.
那么亚伯拉罕最初的名字是叫亚伯兰的。
In the beginning, his name is Abram.
这是他出生的时候父亲给他取的名。
The name was given by his father.
这个名的意思就是说高举的父。
And it means the exalted father.
这是指他们家族所敬拜的。那个膜拜的那个神明
，It's actually mean the God's worship by the family.
后来上帝把他改名叫亚伯拉罕
，And later God changed his name to Abraham.
意思就是多国的父
，It means the father of multi nations.
所以这是跟上帝和他的给他的应许是相吻合的。
So it's in line with God's promises.
那么为了方便起见，我们在今天的讲道里面一律使用亚伯拉罕这个名字。
For the convenience, we're going to use the name Abraham.
那么同样呢，撒来的名字是原先是他出生时得的。
Similarly, Sarah's original name was given by her family.
那么后来他的名字也被改成叫撒拉。
Later was changed to Sarah.
所以我们也是为了方便的起见，我们在这个信息里面一律都使用撒拉的名字。
So we use a Sarah in here.
那么从第十一章他就告诉我们亚伯拉罕的父亲的名字叫塔拉。
And Terah actually in this passage, that's a father of Abraham.
那么塔拉呢有三个儿子。
He had three sons.
那么亚伯拉罕、拿赫和哈兰。
And there's a Harah, Terah and Haran.
哪一个是长子呢？
Who is the eldest son?
那么很多人看到亚伯拉罕排在第一个，以为他就是长子。
And very often because Abraham was listed first, so they thought he was the oldest one.
实际上，这个长子是哈兰哈。
And so actually, it's Haran.
因为塔拉在205岁的时候去世。
And because Terah actually died when he was 130.
那么亚伯拉罕前往迦南呢是在这之后是在他75岁的时候。
So when Abraham left the land when he was 75 years old.
所以我们知道这个时候呢这样算来就是塔拉是在130岁的时候生的亚伯拉罕。
So Terah gave birth to Abraham at the age of 130.
所以哈兰是长子拿赫居中亚伯拉罕是最小的。
So Haran should be the eldest son.Nahor is the middle, and Abraham's the youngest one.
亚伯拉罕的名字放在最先，是因为他是最有智慧的。
And because the Abraham's the most wise, so his name was listed first.
而且他对家族所带来的影响力也是最大的。
And also has the most significant influence in the family.
那么在这一行人当中呢？他们除了塔拉跟亚伯拉罕，还有两个人物。
And beside Abraham, there's two other characters here.
其中一个呢是亚伯拉罕的妻子萨拉。
And one is his wife, Sarah.
那么她呢也是亚伯拉罕同父异母的妹妹。
So, and Sarah actually is a half-sister of Abraham.
那么另外一个呢就是哈兰的长子叫罗德。
And the other one is Haran's eldest son,Lot.
那么有两个细节我们要特别注意一下。
And there are two details that we need to pay attention to.
那么第一个呢就是哈兰早亡。
And the first of the Haran died when he was young.
所以他的儿子罗德呢就是跟着祖父和叔父在一起。
So his son Lot followed the grandfather and his uncle Abraham.
那么第二个细节呢是在30节讲到撒拉不能生育。
And the second detail is that in verse 30 talk about Sarah was barren.
那么这两个细节都为后面的故事做了铺垫。
Both details pave the way of the story later on.
那么这里特别提醒大家讲到一个，这里面是讲到说他们的家乡是在加勒底人的乌尔。
And so you talk about where their location was the capital of the Sumerians.
大家可以看到哈，乌尔就在这个地方哈。
So Ur is in here.
Yeah. 那么乌尔的这个地方呢是亚伯拉罕的出生地。
And that Ur was the birthplace of Abraham.
那个是一个很大的城市。
It's a very big city.
这个城市呢曾经是苏美尔人的首都。
And was the capital of a Sumerian.
非常的繁荣。
And very extremely prosperous.
那么是当时的这个政治经济文化的中心。
And it's a center of political and economical.
我们可以知道它的地理位置，这个地方就是波斯湾啊。
And so this is the
Persian.
Persian
Gulf.
Persian Gulf.
Yeah. 所以它离这个波斯湾很近的。
It's very close to Persian Gulf.
而且这个地方呢，他们就是有很多的宗教的敬拜啊。
And there's a multitude of god worship there.
那么偶像可以是随处可见。
Idols can be seen everywhere.
那么最著名的就是他们拜月亮，月亮神的。
And the most popular one is the moon god.
那么亚伯拉罕的父亲塔拉他们家族呢，也是拜月亮神的。
And the Abraham's father Terah also worshiped the same god.
而且呢，这个塔拉的家族呢，在当地也是非常富有。
And Terah's family was extremely wealthy at the time.
不但这个产业丰厚。
They have a lot of properties.
而且这个奴仆众多。
They have a lot of servants.
但是上帝给亚伯拉罕的指令确实非常清楚。
But the instruction God had given to Abraham was extremely clear.
我们看到12章第一节讲到你要离开。
And so the chapter 12 verse 1 said you need to get out.
那么后面接连说了三个修饰。
And there's a three modifier following.
你要离开本地就是乌尔。
and get out of your country, Ur.
那么本族就是他的民家族。
From your family.
那么还要离开他的父家。
And from your father's house.
然后你要往我所指示你的地方去。
You need to go where I instruct you.
所以我想神给的指令是非常清楚，一点都不模糊。
God's instruction was extremely clear, was not vague at all.
那么唯有离开这样的地方。
The only thing is to leave the place.
那么神的子民才能真正的重新开始敬拜这个独一的神。
And leaving the place and God's people can actually worship the true God.
所以上帝是要求他的子民呢，是要脱离这个世界。
So God actually is want the, his people to disconnect from the world.
特别是这些偶像崇拜的这些传统。
Especially tradition of idolatry.
那么这样我们才可以分别为圣。
So then we can be sanctified.
所以基督徒我们也是要什么？要圣洁。
And it was the same as a Christian, we need to be holy.
所以我们不能与这个世界同流合污。
We cannot just muddle in the mud.
那么这是上帝对历世历代基督徒的一个要求。
And this is a requirement God has for his children.
那么在中国有一个传道人呢，他的名字叫王明道。
And there's a very famous minister, his name is 明道，王明道。
那么他当时在共产党占领中国之后，他再有自己的教会的。
So after the communists took over China, he had his own church.
那么当时他的教会呢，那么政府就要求所有的教会都要注册，要加入这个三自教会。
And so the government require every single church be registered and to join the three self church.
那么当时的政治压力是非常大哈。
The political pressure is extremely great.
所以你如果不顺从政府的要求呢，那就会你的教会必须要解散。
So if you do not follow what the government requirement, your church will be dissolved.
那么整个的这个你的这个还要面临这个坐监狱的这个。
And you're facing jail time as well.
那么王明道当时受到很大的压力，他被抓到监狱里，他就最后他说我同意，我就是签名我加入这个三自教会。
So王明道 facing tremendous amount of pressure, then he was jailed, and then he finally, sign that his church would join the three self church.
那么你他签了名之后呢，就政府就把他放回家了。
So after he signed it, then the government released him.
但是放到回家里面，他心里面就不平安了。
After he went home, he became did not feel peaceful.
因为他知道这很显然，他就在信仰上必须要妥协的。
But he realized that he was a compromise of his faith.
所以最后他觉得神是不喜悦他这样做。
He knew God was not pleased what he did.
于是他又回去，回到监狱里跟政府说：“我改变主意。”
And so he went back to the government, told them that he went back to jail, said, "I changed my mind."
所以最后他就坐监狱坐了几十年哈。
So he was in the jail for.While prison for several decades.
那么直到1979年才被释放出来。
Then he finally was released in 1979.
那么他重新在家里面有自己的聚会。
He started the church at his home.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们生活在这个世界上，很多的事情我们都面临这样一个选择。
And very often when we live on this earth, we're facing those kind of choices.
我们是要妥协呢，还是要坚守我们信仰的原则。
Do we need to compromise or do we stand firm?
我们要有神的同在。
Do we want to have a God's presence?
那我们必然就要分别为圣。
We have to be sanctified.
不能与世界同流合污。
We cannot conform to the world.
我们知道亚伯拉罕呢，他是生活在主前2000多年的时那个时期了。
And Abraham was born probably 2,000 years before Christ.
那个时期呢，相当于中国的夏朝的初期。
And it's kind of equivalent to the early Xia dynasty.
那么他出这个乌尔， 去前往迦南的时候，他是75岁嘛。
He was 75 years old from Ur to Canaan.
那么年纪已经很大了哈。
He was fairly old.
不过不能按我们现在的年纪算。
But we cannot judge by the age that we are living
in. 因为那个时候人还活得比较长寿。
So actually at that time, the people has a longevity.
那么圣经告诉我们亚伯拉罕一共活了175岁。
Abraham lives until 175 years old.
如果按我们现在人类可以活到100岁来计算的话。
We try to equivalent to what we live now, that we can live about 100 now.
那么亚伯拉罕当时的年纪就相当于现在的43岁。
So Abraham's age is equivalent to 43 years old now.
所以就相当于人到中年哈。
Is old in a middle is a middle age.
那么在这个时候他的生活发生一个巨大的变故。
But his life had a tremendous change.
其实很大的挑战哈。
And facing a tremendous challenge.
那我们当中都是大部分是从移民来到美国的哈。
A majority of us are immigrants to the United States.
那么我们年纪越轻越移民过来越比较容易能够适应这边的生活。
It's easier to adjust our life if we immigrant when we're young.
那么我们如果到了四五十岁再移民来美国的话我们都知道这个非常不容易了。
But if we immigrant when we're 40 and 50, so we're facing a lot of, it will be very difficult.
但是我们要知道2000多年前他要移民的一个地方跟我们现在移民美国是完全不一样的。
So we got to realize that 2000 at that time, that when he immigrated to another place is extremely different than what we immigrate now.
我们这里边很多移民迁到都是到洛杉矶嘛。
Very often when people immigrate to this country, we go to LA first.
那到洛杉矶然后就有华人来接待你。
So when we arrive in Los Angeles, there will be people pick us up.
你不是找到老乡啊，就是找到朋友、啊。
Either you have someone you knew from hometown, or you have friends here.
事情简单容易的多了。
It's much easier here.
你要在几十年前的话，那华人来美国，那真的是你看不见一个很难见到华人的哈。
And but many years ago, it's very hard to see Chinese here.
那我听到一个老华侨讲，他住在一个中西部的地方，那真是看不到移民的哈。
And so there's one Chinese that he lived in the Middle West. That is very Middle West. Yeah, it's very hard to find any Chinese there.
那么有一次他遇到了一个可以讲中文的一个华人呢，几乎他都要哭了自己。
And one time he met someone who can speak Chinese. He was so excited. He almost cried.
我们想一想，2000多年前。
And think about 2000 years ago.
亚伯拉罕要到一个他完全不晓得的地方啊。
Abraham was going to move from somewhere he never knew.
所以我们知道他对那个地方的了解非常有限。
He knew the place very little.
你知道上古的时代人们都是家族要集中居住的啊。
And you know at that time the people usually lived together.
因为你这样你才能够可以生存下去啊。
So that they can survive together.
然后你要说你离开你的父家自己跑到一个完全不知道的地方啊。
And so, but if you decided you want to leave your hometown to somewhere else,
那么你自己能不能生存下去都成问题。
And it will be difficult to really survive.
啊，说不定你会被别的这个人呢、啊、民族啊攻击啊或者杀掉都有可能。
You can probably be attacked or killed by the native people there.
所以亚伯拉罕是需要一个极大的信心。
And so Abraham really needs a great faith.
他才可以举家搬迁的。
In order to immigrate.
所以我们来看这个图哈。
And let's look at this map.
这个图它就是从乌尔开始。
It starts with Ur.
然后沿着这条红线一直到哈兰这个地方。
And follow this red line all the way to Hanan.
然后呢他们因为某种原因他们停在了哈兰。
And so for some reason they stopped there.
我们不清楚他为什么停在哈兰。
We have no idea why he stopped there.
但是我们知道在哈兰的话他的父亲去世。
We know that his father passed away.
可能是因为某种原因他们没有办法前行。
And so for some reason they could not move on.
我们知道从乌尔这个地方到哈兰呢差不多1400英里。
And so from Ur,to hand, it's almost 1400 miles.
那么从哈兰再到迦南这个地方差不多有800英里、啊。
And there's another 800 miles between those two places.
那么现在如果你去2000个英里的话，对你旅行真是不成问题、啊。
And so if you travel about 2000 miles, not a problem at all.
你坐飞机大概3个小时到了。
Probably only take 3 hours if you fly.
那么开车你开2-3天也到了。
If you drive, it'll take a few days.
但是你要知道在古代的话，他从这个地方到这个地方啊，大概要走几年的时间。
And but during the ancient time, it may take several years from the beginning to the end.
因为当时的路可不是像我们现在的这个柏油路哈，这高速公路。
And the road was not like what we have now.
所以非常艰难的。
It's very rugged and difficult to walk.
而且他要带着牲畜啊、人口啊、财产等等这样的去搬家哈。
And he has to carry his family, the animals, and a lot of properties with him.
你要知道说，在没有这个高速公路时，从洛杉矶到我们 SLO 需要多长时间吗？
Do you know how long it will take you without highway from Los Angeles to SLO?
你要走几天呢
？And you will take so many days.
所以呢，古时代的那个旅行啊，非常的很近的。我们今天看很近的距离，当时是非常艰难。
So from at that time, even though it looks very close, but it was very difficult.
但是亚伯拉罕是凭着信心哈、啊。
But Abraham was based on his faith.
因为神。这个是中文的哈、啊，大家可能看得比较清楚。Yeah,
this is a Chinese map.
这是乌尔在这里哈。
乌尔 is right there.
那哈兰在这里。
Aaron's there.
那么下到这里面的话是世界哈。
Chicken.
然后是南地。
南地。
Negev.
Negev.
嗯 ，Yeah, 这是亚伯拉罕旅行的一个地图哈。
This is a journey.
你看上帝指示亚伯拉罕离开讲得非常清楚。
But God instructed Abraham to leave his hometown was extremely clear.
但是讲到说你去的那个地方神几乎没有跟他讲什么。
But where to go was not clear.
那亚伯拉罕能不能更多的去了解迦南这个也很难说的哈。
But could Abraham understand where he was going to go is hard to say.
因为那个时代不像我们现在啊，你 Google 一下就知道这个地方怎么样了。
And like us now, we can just Google, we can find out information.
但是亚伯拉罕那个时代，他对这个地方的了解非常非常的有限。
But at that time, Abraham understand very little.
这就是为什么我们说亚伯拉罕的信心在哪里。
And that's why we say, where is Abraham's faith?
所以上帝要求亚伯拉罕信任他。
God asked Abraham to trust him.
那么亚伯拉罕就相信神给他的应许。
So Abraham obeyed and trust God's leading.
那么从第十二章第四节，那么第五节我们就看到亚伯拉罕在哈兰停留了一段时间之后，就再一次的启程前往迦南。
So in verse 4-5, that we can see that Abraham to listen and stop and then continue to go on.
那么上帝借着亚伯拉罕就带出了一个新的人类。
So through Abraham, God brought out a new mankind.
那么也开始了一个新的时代。
And also started a new era.
所以亚伯拉罕为所有的信徒树立了一个榜样。
So Abraham set a great example for the faith of all believers.
不但是为犹太教的信徒。
Beside the Jewish believers.
也是为我们的基督徒啊
，and also for all the Christians，
甚至对伊斯兰教也提到亚伯拉罕的他们哈。
And even Islam, I also talk about Abraham.
所以，没有信心，人断然不能够得到神的祝福。
So without the faith, we cannot get a blessing from the Lord.
正如亚伯拉罕一样，上帝要我们做可以做的事情。
And just like Abraham, God wants us to do what we can do.
那么在第一节。就像神对亚伯拉罕说你要。
So like verse 1 said, go out.
然后神要做那些个看起来是不可能做到的事情。
And God's going to do things that looks impossible.
那么这里面从第二节到第三节的话我们看到上帝说我必。
And so verse 2 and verse 3, God says, I will.
一共出现了4次。
And it appeared 4 times.
所以当我们做上帝让我们做的事情
When we do what God wants us to do,
那么神就会做他要做的事情
God will do things he wants to do.
是那些不可能的事情
It's impossible.
那么以前有一个家庭啊，一个弟兄他特别有热心要为主做工啊。
And there's a family, this brother has a special zeal for God's work.
那么他觉得说神要让他在一个地方啊，要建立一个新的教会。
That he felt that God called him to build, plant a church.
于是呢，他就星期天在这个地方呢，他就有一个聚会啊。
And so he started a Sunday church on church.
那么在一个聚会的时候呢这所有的聚会人就是他们家一共是他跟他妻子加上四个孩子一共六口人。
The first day of the church is the, his whole family, that both and he, his wife and four children.
那他太太弹琴然后他呢来带领聚会。
And so his wife was the pianist and he lead worship.
但是他们真是看不到有别的人来参加的、啊。
And he could not foresee anybody who wanted to join the church.
所以他们在那个地方啊一直待了八年的时间。
They stayed in that place for 8 years.
每个星期天聚会。
Every Sunday they worship together.
就是他们一家人。
And just their own family.
但是直到很多年之后慢慢的神才开始带领不同的人来到这个地方。
So many years later, God has brought different people to that worship.
于是他们有了主日学。
And they started Sunday school.
慢慢的把教会建立起来。
And gradually the church was built.
所以弟兄姐妹这就是信心。
And this is the faith.
所以信心不是说我们马上就可以看得到结果的。
And very often faith cannot see the result immediately.
信心就是我们做上帝让我们做的事情。
And faith is we do whatever God wants us to do.
我们把那个结果交在上帝的手里。
We let the result, we give the result to the Lord.
所以这一段经文呢尤其是在第十二章的一个主题啊就是祝福。
And so the theme of this passage is talk about blessing.
我们每个人都希望得到神的祝福。
Every one of us want to receive blessing from the Lord.
但是得到神祝福的前提就是我们一定得有信心。
But what's a prerequisite of the receiving the blessing is to have faith.
没有信心人断不能得到神的祝福。
Without the faith, we cannot receive the blessing from the Lord.
那么虽然在第十二章啊记载这个神对亚伯兰说的这个呼召啊是在十一章之后啊。
And so the God's calling is in chapter 12.
但是实际上圣经多次记载亚伯拉罕蒙召实际上他在他家乡乌尔的时候神已经呼召他。
So in other passage that in the Bible, Abraham was being called by God when he was in Ur.
所以我们想到说神呼召亚伯拉罕我们就以为说哦突然间有一天神跟亚伯拉罕说话说哦你去离开家乡等等。
So we think that God just called him just like right at that moment, say you leave and go.
不是的是。
No.
亚伯拉罕跟神有这个关系是很长时间的一个关系了。
And God, Abraham has this very long and intimate relationship with the Lord.
并不是他从来没有跟神讲过话突然间有一天神跟他说你去这个地方啊。
And it's not like he never talked to the Lord and then he just hear what God want him to do and leave.
所以亚伯拉罕的这个呼召啊不是某一天心血来潮的。
And so his calling was not just the spur of the moment.
乃是长年累月他和上帝有一个亲密的关系。
But the spiritual experience accumulated over many years.
为什么他有这个信心
?Why did he have that faith?
因为这个上帝不是个陌生的上帝。
Because the God was not foreign.
是因为他这个上帝他认识的上帝。
It's the God that he knows very well.
在他一生当中他跟上帝有过很多属灵的经历。
He had many, many spiritual experience with the Lord.
他经历过神的同在。
He has experienced God's presence.
所以信心就是这样练成的。
And that's how his faith come from.
所以当亚伯拉罕进入迦南的时候
So therefore when Abraham entered Canaan
我们看到从第五节第六节
So we will see the verse 5 to 6
那么他就是从南、啊、到北、啊、
And so say from south to north
所以我们看到是从南到北巡视这个迦南这个地方
So he's really a travel and look at those places
他迁到了示剑示剑是个平原
So he went to the Shechem
在那个地方筑了一个坛。
So he pitched a tent.
因为为什么要筑坛呢？
Why do you want to do that?
因为这个筑坛在这个地方他纪念说神在这里向他显现。
He's remember the Lord that God has appeared to him.
大家注意，这是上帝第一次在应许之地向亚伯拉罕显现。
This is the first time God has appeared to him in the promised land.
那么接着他继续往南走。
And then he continued to move the south.
于是他在伯特利跟爱中间的山地哈。这个是伯特利在这个地方，爱在这个地方在中间。
So there's a Bethel and Ai.
在那个地方他又筑了一座坛。
So he pitched another tent on the mountain between those two places.
所以你看亚伯拉罕的信心体现在这里。
So that can show you that where's Abraham's faith.
他来一个陌生的地方。
When he went to a foreign place.
他是一个初来乍到的外乡人。
He is an outsider.
所以但是他就有这样的勇气，他筑坛来敬拜神。
He had the courage to pitch a tent and build an altar to remember the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们人生会有神给我们很多的经历哈。
And so in our life, God will give us a lot of experience.
有的时候神特别垂听我们的祷告。
And sometimes God listens to our prayers.
这个时候不要忘记，我们要筑一座坛来纪念神的作为。
And do not forget that we need to build an altar to remember God's work.
如果我们不纪念的话，很多时候我们就忘记了。
If we don't remember it, and very often later we will forget.
这样的神在我们当中做的奇妙的工作，我们应该能够记住。
And so this can help us to remember God's work.
那自从我来到这个教会，我经历了很多神的工作。
And since I came to the church, I've experienced God's work.
很多的时候是神真的是垂听我们的祷告。
Very often God listened to our prayer.
神在我们当中做了奇妙的作为。
God had done a miraculous thing.
弟兄们不要忘记，我们一定要纪念。
Do not forget, we need to remember his work.
因为这些属灵的经历就是我们的财富。
And those spiritual experience is our wealth.
这个人生的祭坛是我们值得纪念的。
And the altar of life is something that we need to remember.
那我在洛杉矶那边读博士班的时候哈。
So when I was study seminar school, my PhD.
那么我们所有的人在一起哈，我们那一天就有一个仪式，就是我们每个人拿一件我们值得纪念的物品。
And so there's a ceremony that we share something that is memorable.
那这个物品就是代表我们人生跟神的一个经历。
And this thing is that to remember the experience that we had with the Lord.
每一个人要讲一个故事的。
Everyone has to share a story.
这个故事是跟这个物品有关系，代表神在我们生命中的作为。
And there's these things that have to represent or symbolize our experience with the Lord.
所以那一天的聚会非常的感人。
And that day it was extremely moving.
因为你看到神在每一个人身上所做的工作。
And you can see God's work in every person there.
那个非常能够激动我们的人心。
That can really inspire us.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们应该有自己人生的祭坛。
We need to have our own altar to remember the Lord.
所以我们要晓得神的心意哈。
And we need to know God's heart.
那么我们怎么会知道神的心意呢？
How do we know God's heart?
实际上神的心意并不是这么困难才能知道的。
It's not that difficult to understand.
上帝可以远远在天涯海角。
And God can be so far away.
那么上帝也可以近，近在咫尺之间。
And close at hand.
就是看我们的心在哪里。
And that really depends where our hearts are.
我们的心是向神的话，神就很近。
If our heart is toward God, that he's very close.
我们的心是背向神的话，神就会离得很远。
If our heart's against God, then God's far away.
很多的时候，很多人来到牧师面前都说，牧师你为我祷告。
And very often people come to the pastor and say, Pastor, please pray for me.
为什么呢？
Why?
你要神的祝福。
Because you want God's blessing.
没错，神是愿意祝福人。
Yes, God wants to bless you.
神不是一个 不乐意祝福我们的神。
God really want to give a blessing to his people.
他是愿意把所有的福气给我们。
He's willing to give all the blessing to us.
但是很多的时候，我们需要有信心才可以领取。
But very often we need to have the faith to receive.
而这些福气呢，也只有凭着信心，我们才可以得到。
Only those blessings we have to have a faith in order to receive it.
没有信心的话，人断不能够得到神的祝福。
Without the faith, one can never receive God's blessing.
今天我们开始研读亚伯拉罕的故事。
Today we start the story of Abraham.
其实这只是他信心之路的第一步。
This is only his first step of his faith.
神给了他这么多的祝福跟应许。
And God has so many blessings and a promise.
那么在以后的经历我们就会看到，在他活着的日子上，他几乎都没有看到什么。
Sorry,
在他活在世界上的日子，他都没有看到这些。
So later of his life, there's things that he did not see.
那么当他跨出这一步的时候，
When he stepped out the first step.
那么他在人生的道路上建立了他人生的祭坛。
And started his altar.
那么上帝则是借着他成就了那不可能实现的事情。
So God has accomplished the impossible.
所以只要我们定义我们做合神心意的事情。
If we determine to do what God wants us to do.
那么上帝自然会为我们征战。
And God will fight for us.
圣经说人非有信就不能讨神的喜悦。
So the Bible says without faith it is impossible to please God.
这话是真实的。
So those words are true.
没有信心人断不能够得到神的祝福。
Without faith that we cannot receive God's blessing.
那么在接下来的几周呢，我们会伴随着亚伯拉罕走过他信心的路程。
So next few weeks that we're going to accompany Abraham through his high and lows.
那我们通过他人生高高低低的这些经历，我们也希望可以帮助我们跨出这个信心的坚实的步。
So through his high and low of his journey of faith that we can also learn something.
大家知道不知道在美国最成功或者说最赚钱的这个快餐店是哪一家吗？
Do you happen to know the most actually the which fast food has actually make most money?
啊？什么？Panda Express.
Some people say Panda Express.
不是 Panda Express, 也不是 McDonald's. In-N-Out, 啊。Chick-fil-A,
actually, it's a Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, yeah. 大家以为是 McDonald's 可能是比较有名，是不是 McDonald's 还是 Chick-fil-A?
So a lot of people think it's McDonald's since McDonald's so famous. No, actually, it's a Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A 连续七年，它每平均每一家店，它一年所的收入大概是4800万。
And so the so many chain stores they receive so much profits, like $47 million.
所以它是非常成功的一个连锁店。
It's extremely successful fast food chain restaurant.
那我们知道它的这个店主他是个基督徒，对不对
？The owner of Chick-fil-A actually is a Christian.
那么今天如果你想去 Chick-fil-A 吃的，发现你就是买不到东西，它关门的哈。
And very often that if you want to go on Sunday, they close on Sunday.
星期天关门的。
Sunday they close.
所以他卖的比任何一家快餐店都好。
But they sell more than any other fast restaurant.
但是他一周只卖六天。
But they only open 6 days a week.
第七天分别为圣，
and、
归给神。
The seventh day on Sunday, that day is set, give it to the Lord.
所以这就是信心哈。
And this is the faith.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们当中也有这样的开店的弟兄姐妹，也是有这种信心，他们可以把星期天放下来。
And so we also have brothers and sisters also have a business here that they also close on Sunday.
因为他们愿意说，我宁肯这一天我少赚钱，我要来敬拜神。
But they rather to lose the profit, but they rather come to worship the Lord.
但是神会不会让你少赚呢？
But do you think the God will really let you lose more money?
所以我们看到说神是信实的神。
So we know God's a faithful God.
所以我们得到神的祝福，真是要凭着信心，我们要迈出这一步。
So when you take a first step in order to receive God's blessing,
很多的时候我们就觉得说，我一定要星期天早上这个这么好生意的地方，我不肯放弃哈。
And very often we think, oh, Sunday is what a great day to have a business.
啊，你可能得到星期天的那份生意哈。
And you might get some business on Sunday.
但是我们失去的是神的祝福。
But then we lose the blessing from the Lord.
没有信心，断然不能够得到神的祝福。
Without faith, we cannot receive the blessing.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们来到你的面前，我们来感谢你。
Lord, we come before you. We just want to thank you.
因为你是乐意祝福世人的神。
Because you're willing to bless your us.
主，你亲自的拣选了我们。
And you have chosen us.
让我们在这个世上，我们有神的同在。
So we on this earth, and we you are with us.
让我们在来世，我们有的活泼的盼望。
And so we have a lively hope.
愿主你亲自借着亚伯拉罕的经历向我们说话。
So Abraham's experience that you speak to us.
愿主的圣灵亲自的提醒我们。
And so your Holy Spirit continues to remind us.
我们愿意做合神心意的事情。
We want to think to please you.
愿主你亲自的应许能够得到实现。
So whatever you want us to do will be accomplished.
保守我们的心。
And continue to protect our faith.
愿我们所做的一切都可以荣耀你。
Everything we do that will use to glorify you.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.